Why did you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got them and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9. This program is called The Burrow. My name's Andy Resto. And this is technically the first show I'm doing at the new station. And, you know, I'm a little bit bothered just because it's not so much of a burrow anymore. This show, it's named after a story by Kafka where there's this rodent-type creature who burrows into the underground and is convinced that his own breathing is another creature hunting him, and then he goes a little bit crazy. But now, in this new space, everything is so pristine, so bright, so much sunlight and fresh air, that now I feel like I need to change up my name or change up the style of the show. I'll figure it out. Anyhow, today I have an interview that I recorded this weekend with a band from Toronto that goes by the name of Wim. Wim with two M's. However, the file that I need is a bit... it's going to be a bit tricky to pull up. So I'm going to need a few minutes. So to start things off today, I'm going to play some music from Wim, the band itself, to get you guys into it. And then, on the other side, hopefully we will hear the interview I did with Wim outside of the Hindenburg this weekend. So stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CHI 101.9, and this is Wim.
Yeah.
Whew. All right. That song will get your adrenaline going for sure. That was Hussy, a band from Toronto, spelled H-S-Y. Very, very good, good rock band. Played them for a reason, though. Was going to play it later in the show, but needed a little bit more time to get this interview ready. As I said before, did an interview with a band called Whim this weekend from Toronto. They played a show at the Hindenburg, actually in the basement of the Hindenburg, which I didn't realize was still being used for shows. Still also advertised as a sex dungeon down there. A little bit bizarre. Anyhow, they played Friday night, as I said, from Toronto, and they talked a little bit about some groups from Toronto, including Hussy, that they really enjoy. So, as I needed a little bit more time, thought I would give you some of that. We also heard Whim themselves. They had a single come out called Receptors, part of a Kraft single series, earlier on, end of last year, end of 2014. So we heard a couple tracks, Receptors and the B-side called Undermine. But without further ado, I've got everything ready now and going to play you the interview I did with Whim this weekend. Just a content warning, there is a bit of colorful language. So please do heed the warning if you are not interested in hearing that kind of thing. This is Whim from Toronto. Here in Blood Alley, about to enter the Hindenburg, this is Andy. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9. And I am joined by a band all the way from Toronto, Canada, Whim. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Do some quick introductions, maybe. Tell us who you are.
My name is Chris.
I'm Andrew. I play bass. Chris plays guitar.
I play guitar.
And sings.
I'm Jonathan, and I play drums.
Cool. And you guys are on a bit of a tour. You've come through Sled Island. We're playing Calgary.
Yeah. Yeah, we're playing Goat Festival in Victoria tomorrow.
Okay, great. Cool. And you guys are playing at Hindenburg, which is a renovated fetish bar.
Yes.
And a sex dungeon,
yes,
is what they're calling it. You guys are playing in the basement tonight.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Very excited.
Excited?
I think it'll be fun. We do very well in dingy, weird places, generally.
Yeah. I saw a couch down there that was, like, ripped to shreds.
Yeah.
So you wonder why it was ripped to shreds.
Rough sex, I guess.
Yeah. Rough sitting.
Yeah.
Just very rough sitting.
Like, yeah.
What do you do?
We played in Sled Island. We played this, like, we played a lot of shows. We played, like, I think 4 shows. And, I think our last one was like in a basement, like of this house. It was basically like a house party.
Second to last.
Was it?
Yeah, because then we played a patio the next morning.
Oh, yeah. And that kind of sucked. But the basement one was like definitely our best show, or at least the most fun.
Thanks.
And so I think we do well underground.
Yes.
Keeping it underground, yeah. You guys opened up for Ice Age, and I was wondering, the dynamic in that band seems very strange. I don't know if you guys had a chance to chat with them at all or to see what was going on.
Yeah, they came to the Hagface house.
Oh, okay.
After,
yeah.
So we talked to them a bit, but we didn't really talk about them and their relationship to each other.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of camaraderie between them. Like they are super supportive of each other.
Well, that's good.
I asked the drummer, and he said they've been best friends for like a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, since childhood, I think. So
they're seemingly intimidating, but
they're trying to soft.
I think they're trying to soften up, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought they were like pretty sweet guys. Actually.
Yeah, they're really, really
very
sweet.
Very kind. But like I think a lot of people think they're like very cold, or they give off this intimidating front.
Yeah. Well, Elias, the frontman, seems to revel, knows that he's sexy, and is just using it. He just knows that it's happening, but that seems to be part of the whole thing. Any thought to one of you guys taking on that role?
Chris?
Andrew.
Yeah. I mean, that comes very naturally to me.
Yeah, Andrew's one of the quickest, sexiest.
Yeah. No, I think, I mean, that band is, like, very dramatic in the the way they deliver their live show, I think. And they really do play up that front man thing intentionally.
Yeah.
I don't think we're trying to do that.
No. Right.
Yeah. I think we're more kind of like a unified unit. Everybody like has like a very equal role, it seems, in some ways.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I really respect that front man thing. Like, you don't really see it very often these days.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
or at least not in
pretty well.
Way.
Yeah.
Or, like, not, at least, like, sometimes not in a, like, very contrived way. And
like,
I don't think they do that.
Yeah, I don't think he's, like, selling sex appeal or anything.
Yeah,
like, check
yeah.
me out, I'm sexy. His, like, his stage ramblings or, like, movings are pretty, it's worth watching. I enjoy watching it.
Yeah,
I think a lot
sure.
of people enjoy watching it.
Because
he's, like, he's trying to emote through action.
It's super expressive and like it's kind of a persona in a lot of ways, and it's through the lyrics as well. He's like he's playing up certain aspects of himself, and then like after we talk to him, he's like, "Thanks, man." It's just like really, really quiet and very kind. So I mean, as with most like artistic mediums, it's like that's the way that he channels a very specific thing that he's looking for, which is like very aggressive, very masculine. Very like self-destructive in ways. So.
Yeah.
So the Hindenburg is also for CITR, the radio station. You guys will broadcast on in your future. We do a yearly Battle of the Bands, and this is the new venue for it that we do.
Oh, really?
Do you guys have any interesting Battle of the Bands stories? Have any of you guys ever been a part?
No, I never have.
I don't think I would ever do it.
No.
But honestly, I mean.
No offense.
No offense to you guys.
That's part of what I was getting at. Yeah,
the thing about, well, at least in Toronto, like, there's this thing called, it's a Battle of the Bands called, it's put on by, not Sonic.
We kind of did a Battle of the Bands actually in Calgary at that basement show.
Okay.
Everyone was trying
to
that's true.
Everyone was trying to play first, or second, or third, and didn't want to play at 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
And so, if that is... like representation of Battle of the Bands at all, it's one of the worst things.
Yeah.
it's kind of shitty.
Yeah. Yeah,
just the idea of like competing against bands
is really
like
shitty.
Really off-putting, because like
it's weird judgments that you have to make too, is like what kind of band is going to make it. when we can finish up. It's about 15 minutes or so of the interview left. I'm going to play some Mexican slang, another group on Buzz Records, which they mentioned, based out of, again, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. So this is a song called Fever by Mexican Slang. And then going to get back to the rest of the interview. Again, content warning, some language. Also, I'm sorry about some of the background noises and possibly distracting cacophony of human static in the background during the interview. Gives it some good ambiance, I guess, at times. Anyhow, this is Fever by Mexican Slang. Ones that would come to mind.
Really?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I would just think of easy things like Swell Maps or like Joy Division or something. But maybe some deeper cuts or things I'm not thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I think we all listen to so much music that it'd be kind of like insane to start listing off influences.
Yeah, you can go forever.
Yeah, yeah.
But
about Guilty Pleasures?
I don't believe in Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I listened to a lot of new metal when I was, like,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I loved Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park. Right. No, I didn't actually like Linkin Park that much. I liked Limp Bizkit. Korn was great.
Yeah, I used to have a huge Korn face.
Yeah,
fun fact, when I was in about sixth grade, I had dark-rimmed glasses because of Chester Bennington from Linkin Park.
Wow.
So I bought those for a few years because of that. So
yeah.
I think he has, like, the world record for the world's longest scream in a song or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I didn't start listening to, like, personally didn't start listening to rock music for quite some time, not until I was, like, 14, and then I didn't actually listen to indie music until I was, like, 20. Like, the Deers were the first band that I listened to. And then after that, I just went so deep into a bunch of stuff. And through just friends recommending stuff, it was really helpful.
Yeah.
It's kind of late on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, influences are weird because it's, like, I don't think we listen to one type of thing.
No.
And even like the music,
like a
that,
lot of people.
Like yeah, the music that we play is not even necessarily representative totally of like my favorite type
right,
of music.
Yeah,
of not course, to say that I don't love the songs, but it's like I love like electronic music. We all love electronic music.
Like crazy.
Yeah,
just so much electronic music.
Yeah, but we don't play electronic music.
Right.
Maybe it'll come in later, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think when we're writing songs, we're never like, let's try and write a song that sounds like this band. Sometimes we'll like make something like, oh, it sounds like this band, but I don't think the intention is ever to sound like someone.
And obviously, like, everybody's part of like some kind of history of music.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, we're probably, like, you could probably say, you say like Swell Maps or Joy Division, and we're like, sure, like, probably yes. Like, it's not intentional, but, like, whatever you think the influence is, like, it's probably there whether we know it's, it is or not.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, like, the whole thing about influence.
Yeah. And you guys have been, have you been driving cross-country?
Yeah.
Yep.
First time.
They've
done it.
So, it's a lot of time on the road. How has the time killing been? Have there been go-to games, go-to road games?
No, we don't play games.
No, we don't play games.
No, okay, no fun.
There's no games at all. It's usually like...
There's been a lot of hot dogging and driving.
Yeah. A lot of hot dogging.
Too much hot dogging.
A little too much hot dogging.
Yeah, whenever we get bored, we comfortable. Speed.
Yeah, we drift into different lanes.
I had a really bad stomachache yesterday in the car, and
that
I didn't know why, but then I kind of figured out it was because Chris was hot dogging.
I wasn't
driving,
the only
so
one. John was driving as well.
Are you fucked? I was driving so well, man.
You move a lot.
You move? Are you kidding me?
I know, but I intentionally move. I keep my steering wheel straight.
Yeah.
Sure.
Gotta keep
whatever, I mean, it wasn't that bad.
Whatever makes you feel better.
We arrived alive.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me feel good. Aww.
Yeah.
What about friendship?
Sometimes.
Friendship makes me feel great.
When we were supposed to get to our Sled Island show at like 6 o'clock on one of the days, and we left Regina too late. So we basically had to like drive like 140 or higher the entire day.
Yeah, if we didn't do that, we would have been extremely late for that show.
Yeah, we got there like 15 minutes before like load, or like before we were supposed to line check, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah. We played...
But I was hauling ass.
We listened to a lot of music. We just burned CDs because we don't have a tape player.
Yeah.
To plug in the iPod. We did that a lot, and then when we're not listening to, we just sit silently or read.
Okay.
But we also talked. We've had
we had nice conversations.
Chats.
Just talking.
Yeah.
We tried games, actually. We did try...
But we tried that suffix prefix game.
Yeah, that one's fun.
Briefly, yeah, that one's fun.
That lasted about 5 minutes.
Yeah, we tried it once, and we're like, oh, that is a cool game. And then we stopped.
Go-to for me is Would You Rather.
Yeah, Would You Rathers are good.
That's a good one.
I know someone that does that so much. Like, just in basic, regular life.
Yeah.
He just always plays this game, and they're the most disturbing Would You Rathers.
It gets dark. It gets real dark.
Like, I honestly wish he was here, because it's something you should document.
We've got some go-tos, like, a big one, an interesting one. Wake up every morning the rest of your life and you either have to vomit every single morning, just once, get out of the way, or eat a whole stick of butter by itself before you do anything else the rest of the day.
But do I vomit after the butter?
No.
You probably
you don't. You might.
But
that's, that's a wild card.
Imagine taking in, like, really mushy butter.
Yeah, I think I'd rather vomit, man.
That's what I go for. That's what most people go for.
Yeah.
It takes less
time. Yeah, I definitely vomit.
I want to know the person who says butter.
Yeah, it's difficult, and it takes time. Alright, so, the music. You guys have an EP, as you mentioned before, WM.
Yeah.
Is there anything else on the way?
The Craft Singles thing came out after as well.
Right, yeah.
The Interceptor single, and then right now we're just in the process of... We just started recording the other, like, a month ago at Candle, which is, like, Josh Cordy's place. He plays with the Leafs, and Marcel, who's a new friend but a friend of John's.
Yeah. This is in Toronto.
Yeah. He recorded a couple songs of ours, and then when we come back, hopefully in August, we'll do the rest of the recording and figure out what we're gonna do with it. That's pretty much it. We've been pretty slow.
Yeah.
But we're gonna go forth and do as much as we possibly can.
In some ways, though, it kind of like feels like a new band, though, because like that old release, we like it, but that was with another drummer. It wasn't John at the time, and I think the sound, like our sound, has like evolved completely.
Yes, yeah, so something changed.
The North.
He has some good albums.
Can you guys explain to me what the Six means? Is that a Toronto reference?
Yeah. The Six Boroughs, obviously. Like New York.
That's
no, I'm joking.
It's like 416.
It's the 416.
Yeah, it's like area code.
But apparently, something else as well. Someone told me recently.
Oh, really?
I completely forget, actually. But I take it as the 416.
Okay.
Right. I actually like that.
The Six?
Yeah, well, running through my woes.
Running through the six of my votes. But I also heard that the woes are the name.
I just like this is
an acronym.
Yeah. Which kind of sucks. I had so much better with like.
I thought it was sadness, and I thought it was way more interesting.
Oh, something
way
better of like expectation. It's
better as sadness, like than a pun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll steal that line.
Running through the six with my woes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you need to catch on. You need good phrases. He's got good phrases.
Yeah.
Everyone just
that song is crazy. And they have really good memes of it on the internet, actually.
Yeah, of course.
Where, like, the bass drops and, like, a car explodes. And I'm just like, I love this. It's really funny.
That song is actually, like,
yeah, that song's sick. Let's be honest.
But I don't like Drake very much.
Yeah. That's fair.
Sorry, Drake.
So, any favorite stops on the way so far? How long is the tour been? A few weeks?
It's been like 2 weeks. So
weeks?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah. We left last Monday.
What? So, no, it's been more than that.
21st.
Oh, fuck.
It's been, like, this is, like, we're in the second week.
2 weeks. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Crazy fast.
Yeah, you lose time, tracking time.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Didn't show. I don't know, favorite stops?
Calgary was fucking insane.
Calgary was sweet. Yeah. And, like, roadside stops are always fun.
Okay.
Just because they're kind of strange. And... yeah, I like roadside stops a lot.
Did you like Wawa?
I liked, what happened in Wawa again? Did we stay in
We went to that shitty diner.
Oh, yeah, we stayed in this place.
Good horoscopes, though.
Uh-huh.
Good horoscopes, yeah.
Those were funny.
Yeah, they were pretty good. Wawa was...
They all came true.
Okay.
Yeah, they all did, yeah.
Wawa was weird.
Yeah. Good eats?
Yeah, the food was relatively good. There was no one in there. The woman was closing up. We were slightly rushed. But it was kind of a desert of a town.
Yeah.
There was nothing really there. It also was kind of colonial in some way, like, but in a Canadian style, the buildings were, it was weird.
Yeah, fucked. I mean, nothing compared to Calgary. Calgary is the most fun just because we're with
all
our friends, and we stayed in this, like, hippie mansion, this, like, artist, this, like, this old hippie artist guy owns this crazy mansion.
Yeah.
And then he has all these young kids living there.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works, but.
Yeah, it was weird, but it was
like a benefactor
awesome.
Or something.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, July 1st was Canada Day.
Yes,
tomorrow, Independence Day in the United States. How do you guys feel about that?
I'm wearing American boxers and American socks. Actually.
I love Independence Day.
I don't.
I love the film. I love being there. No, not the film.
That's wrong
with the movie. No, the movie's fine, but I like going. I like going to the States for Independence Day.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It's where I'm from originally, but it is a bit nuts.
Where are you from, the States?
Las Vegas.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Whoa. Crazy. Yeah. You're the first person I've ever met that's from Las Vegas. But then Zion Canyon is like 4 hours away. That place is sweet.
Yeah, there's some nice places.
Yeah, there's some great scenery around Las Vegas.
Yeah. I saw Siegfried and Roy and the Blue Man Group.
Those are pretty terrific.
In Las Vegas.
That's chill.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, actually.
I saw Tommy Tune.
There's some good entertainment.
Melinda, the first lady of magic.
I don't even know what that means. So, okay.
Don't tell me.
Yeah.
Melinda, the first lady.
She sounds wonderful.
Right? She was great.
Anyhow, so, they play Independence Day, the movie, literally 24-7 the entire day on about 3 different channels. So it's a bit crazy.
Wow.
It's a bit odd. So you guys are playing in Victoria, though, tomorrow.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Sure are.
Yeah.
So that's capital of BC.
Yeah.
So it's, in a way, relevant.
It's a relevant show, yeah.
Yeah.
So. I really look forward to that show. We're just going to be a bunch of friends.
Have you been to Victoria before?
Never. I've never been to Vancouver. I've never been west of Ontario.
Okay. All right.
In Canada. I'm west, but...
Yeah.
So
I hope
gonna be good.
Yeah.
West Coast vibes been treating you guys okay?
Relatively.
Everybody's nice. Yeah.
I haven't interacted with too many people, but it seems pretty sweet. People drive slower.
Okay.
The
scenery is too much
awesome.
Difference, really.
No, it's pretty much the same, actually.
But the city is laid out really nicely. I like the way the city looks. It's got a bunch of different looks.
Yeah, it's true.
You got a bit of California, you got a bit of Costa Rica.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
A bit of Paris.
All right. So, wrapping up here, anything you guys needed to get off your chest that you need the people to hear about Wim and about the future?
About Wim?
The future?
Of Wim.
Oh, okay, not the future generally.
Unless you had something about the future that you needed to.
No, I won't talk about it. I'll get too in depth.
Okay.
Not looking.
We've actually talked about that in the car extensively.
Yeah, that's like one of our big conversations actually, which is like the future of the world.
Yeah.
Heavier car rides.
They're pretty heavy car rides. Actually.
Yeah.
Not very light.
It can be.
The future of Wimmed. Yeah.
Hopefully more touring.
Yeah, we want to tour.
We just like want to play more shows, really, and. I think we all just want to, like, keep writing more songs and, like, incorporating... Well, I mean, speaking of the influences, just, like, incorporating different elements into it.
Yeah.
Like, being a three-piece, like, the one thing that a lot of people comment on and we like is that it's like, oh, you can hear every single part, which is great. But the other nice thing is that, like, we all want to bring different things to the table, and it means that, like, we can each have our part for a song and, like, take that and... bring it to its like logical conclusion, I suppose, in some ways. So hopefully more like electronic drums in the future, hopefully more like drone-y elements in the future. That's for me anyway, but I like drone. But I don't know, it's just like kind of we don't plan on what our songs are gonna sound like. We just usually hate it for a really long time, and then we say, okay, yeah, maybe this is actually okay.
Well, if like the first EP is any representation of, well, the first EP is the first EP, and we've change, like what we play now is different from then. So hopefully the track record continues in that way, where we're not stuck on a specific sound, but it still carries elements of like what sounds like the stuff that we make. Yeah. So hopefully whatever happens after this next batch of songs will develop and kind of grow, because music is kind of timely. You can't really, you know, it's just, you kind of have to go with it. People listen to so many different things. We do as well.
Yeah.
So you can't get stuck on one genre. Kind of.
Especially nowadays when anybody can get access to everything.
Yeah, it's like, at the same time, music is in a weird space.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think each album can exist in its own sort of space and, you know, sound.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really need every album to sound like a Wim album.
Sure, yeah.
You know? Each thing can be its own.
Yeah. Great. And before we go, if any songs that you would want me to conclude this radio show with, any requests?
Great question. Just like one song?
Anything. It could be anything.
All of us choose one, or we choose one collectively?
You can all say one, and then I'll see what I can shove in there.
How long can it be?
Depends on how much time I'll have.
I would say anything by
102.7. Anything by 102.7.
Okay, that's great.
Or how about if we say
how about Lunacy?
That Dirty Beaches song.
Alone at the Danube River, or the other one?
The other one.
Mirage Hall?
Mirage Hall.
Mirage Hall by Dirty Beaches.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, you guys, for taking the time.
Thank you.
And looking forward to the show tonight.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And good luck.
Thank you.
There you go. That was the interview I did last weekend with Wim from Toronto. Thanks so much to those guys for taking the time to join me. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show the way they requested. I've got a 102.7 song ready, song replica, which has a great video for it online if you wanted to look up the song, as well as then going to finish the show off with Dirty Beaches. Alex, I can never pronounce his name, Zhang Huangtai, who is originally from Vancouver, now I believe lives in Berlin, but his album Drifters, the song Mirage Hall, has requested, and that's a long one, about 9 minutes or so that'll close out the show. Thank you all for listening this week. This show is called The Burrow on every Monday, 3 to 4 p.m., Also, going to briefly plug another program I'm coordinating on Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m. It's a new show here on CITR called Muzak for the Observant. Similar idea. Eventually, we'll have a series this summer of in-studio performances and stuff to promote our new space that we just moved into. And this Thursday, you can hear an interview that I also did with Kappa Chow, two piece from Sackville, New Brunswick. And so if you wanted to hear what Kappa Chow has been up to and some of their history and their friendship with community radio, then tune in on Thursday at 2 p.m. and you can hear that interview. For now, gonna have a brief break and then come back with some music to finish off the show, the last 10 minutes. 100 Tricks Point Ever, followed by Dirty Beaches. Thank you all for listening. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Go and check out WIM. You can check them out on Bandcamp. It's just wim.bandcamp.com. And you can hear their first EP, WM, as well as their latest single called Receptors.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?